This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Got some really informative guests coming up after the break, but right now I was mentioning that after I shot this video yesterday, I actually was searching the 0.1% and found that Bernie Sanders has now lately in some speeches been saying it's not really the 1%, it's the 0.1%. Shouldn't they have to pay billions? Yeah, but they already rigged the system, and then it turns out they're the ones behind the scenes promoting this, and he's their front guy. It's like the Federal Reserve banks opposed the Federal Reserve passage in 1913 publicly to try to fool the public into supporting it. It still didn't work, so they rammed it through on December 23rd in the dead of night. Here's the rest of the report.
Elite managers and owners, according to the Kissinger Group and the book Superclass, written by Rothkopf, the elite themselves say there's 6,000 that own and rule half the wealth of the world. And that's back when that book was written 8 years ago. It's closer to 60% of the wealth now. And so they're desperate to scapegoat the middle class for what they've done. As if Bernie Sanders is greedy and bad because he has $600,000 makes $250,000 a year as a senator. No, he buys houses, he buys cars, he buys services. It's that middle class and upper middle class that funds everything. But I want to show you the math, and it varies. You know, there's some estimates that U.S. wealth is close to $90 trillion, public, private, you name it. Some estimates as much as $250 billion globally in real assets, government and private, including charities. But if you look at the derivatives, 2.2 is what our own government says they believe there is worldwide. Quadrillion. That's 2,200 trillion and growing. It's derivatives. It's fake. Only Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and a few others own it. Only they've been allowed, the mega banks, to engage in such crimes. The same ones that fix the stock market, fix the interest rates, fix the currency rates. So let's come out of Plato's cave and look not at the 1% that's our enemy, but the point after the 1%. You know, this is of the 1%. The point 0000000. It's been a while since I did this. We're going to see what the latest numbers are when we crunch them. We've got some of them pulled up. So let's come out of the cave. And again, we're not offering all the answers in the universe as we come out of the cave, as Plato said. There are other mysteries once you come out, and other truths and other things to discover. It's just one more box we've transcended. But we've got Josh Owens here with some of this pulled up from establishment sources. CNN, how close are you to the top 1%? Then they'll say it's between $250,000 to $400,000. They debate which is the 1%. But if you're making that a year as a household, both people $200,000-something, then you're the evil 1%. Okay, but if you, and I guess you've got time to do this now, divide 7.5 billion people into 6,000 that they admit have more than half the wealth, and let's just say half, we come up with an astounding number. So now we have this number: 0.00000008421. So that's the ultra elite. They always say 1% has half the wealth. No, no. It is that tiny 6,000 that has more than half the wealth. If you actually do the math, which we've done, and actually look at the rest of the 1% or even the 2%, you could take the wealth of the bottom 2%, you know, all of that first point and most of the second point, and it wouldn't run the U.S. for even a year or two. Now, the U.S. has a $19 trillion debt as of Monday. It's now Thursday going into Friday here on the Nightly News. So think about that. Think about that. You're being told the 1% is the enemy all day when it's that very elite that's telling you that they're the problem. We're not saying Bernie's this evil guy because he's 1%. And, of course, the little socialist go, that's because you're one of the 1%. It's the dumbest argument I've ever seen. Do you know what socialism and communism delivers? Hell on earth.
Bernie Sanders, for sure, probably.
Okay, so you're feeling the burn. Any particular reason?
Probably as a student, all of his policies about tuition-free college.
Tuition-free college. Free college.
I don't know if it'll be possible, but it works for me.
Who would pay for the free tuition?
hopefully the rich people of America.
I mean, this is the most gang mentality, dumbed down. It's like, we want to elect Hitler. He says he'll invade France and give us free stuff. I mean, this is a piratical, conquest-born system that we're now in. Al Stone's reporting for InfoWars.com. Are you still inside the cave? We'll be back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN, 866-987-THIN. Make the call, 866-987-THIN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the next 30 minutes, we're going to cover the waterfront with a really interesting filmmaker, talk show host, researcher. Of course, that's Sean Stone, and he's also the son of the famous director Oliver Stone, really one of my favorite screenwriters. Talk about Conan, things like Scarface, Fly Pelican. I tell you, we're going to be talking to him about the Clash of Civilizations. He's traveled to Iran, you name it, researched it, predicted now what we see happening. Again, we're not wanting war with the Muslims, but you bring in the radical jihadists, they attack. Then you have your pretext to go in and attack countries that didn't even attack us, just like Saudi Arabia is involved in 9/11. Then we attack, of course, Iraq. So he wants to get into that. He wants to get into what's happening in Europe, what's developing here in the United States. I mean, now world government with the Pope calling for it is out in the open. But I also want to pick his brain, because I want to be on his show today, about Hollywood. We have seen so many people come out and say, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a conservative, I'm a libertarian, I like 1776. And then we do research and we find out those folks are anti-globalist, anti-New World Order. We have Chris Carter coming out saying he's a big listener of the show. We're going to be talking to him soon and you know, modeled some of the new X-Files off this show and my character. That's just an example of the success of questioning things. And, of course, Sean Stone hosted with Jesse Ventura's son the hit program American Conspiracy and more. So he's done so much. I want to get his pulse on the state of the world. And he also has some fun. He's gone around and done a big spoof film on these TV paranormal shows. It's very, very exciting. He's directed scores of films in his own right. Was about to do a big one with Rowdy Piper until he died. That was very, very sad. We always appreciate him getting Piper on the show, but he'll live forever through They Live. So, Mr. Stone, thank you so much for coming on. Paranormal Activity, securitysquad.com. But also, let's plug your radio/TV program you're doing that's so popular. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, we're doing Buzzsaw, obviously, which you know you're going to be on a little bit later. And that's been online since 2013 with Tyrell Ventura and Tabitha Wallace, who ultimately split off to do Watching the Hawks for RT. And I also do that program with them. So,
and that's on RT Global, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the biggest shows in the world.
International, exactly. So we're really trying to cover the whole span of things from alternative news on television to the online sector, and then, as you mentioned, film. So, you know, we're trying to keep spreading the message and raising consciousness in every capacity that we can.
Well, it's very, very exciting. Tell folks exactly where they find Buzzsaw.
So Buzzsaw is... it's YouTube. I mean, that's where it lives, really, on YouTube. But there's a homepage, which is thelip.tv/shows/buzzsaw. And we've done like 150 episodes at this point, and, you know, across the spectrum from politics to the esoteric to the extraterrestrial to the economic. We've had Jim Rogers on recently. I know you've interviewed. We had Oliver Yannick most recently on Buzzsaw talking about the immigrant crisis in Europe and basically how
it's really amazing all the work you're doing, and it's so exciting. Let's get into Hollywood first before we get into all these other classic civilizations. Am I wrong in saying that there's a major revolt against the orthodoxy of saying you're conservative or you're liberal? It's kind of like your dad has said in his big history series, just the whole thing we're told isn't real. We have to rethink the whole thing. I mean, is there a rebellion in Hollywood and in culture in general that's accelerating? I seem to really be seeing it erupt like Mount St. Helens, or is that just a pre-eruption, or am I wrong?
No, I mean, I think that there could be. It's difficult to put your pulse on what really is in Hollywood, because I'll tell you, aside from the Academy level of Hollywood, which, I mean, look at the Oscars the last few years. You can see the Masonic symbolism all over it. And you see the fingerprints of government, for example. Michelle Obama handed out the Oscar to Argo, remember that year, a few years ago. And the idea of this relationship of politics, military, and entertainment. Yes, there's always been a certain marriage there. We've seen how politicians...
Oh, obviously, it's the top of the pyramid for mind control. I mean, totally, I agree with you. But I'm saying that there's more of a rebellion against that. Well, let's get into symbolism then, because you're an expert on that. But now, Super Bowl, Grammys, Emmys, huge pyramids, human sacrifice, Satan worship. I mean, it is just over the top. What is the point? Are they trying to bring something in?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, take David Bowie's passing, if you're a fan of Bowie's, obviously it's tragic, but it was also very sudden. And on the night of the Golden Globes, and we've seen the last few years that oftentimes you'll see on the eve of one of these ceremonies, whether it was Philip Seymour Hoffman on the eve of the Super Bowl, or Whitney Houston on the Grammys, or Whitney Houston's daughter, I think the fall.
And your Scott's breaking up. He releases a music video of him dying 3 days before. Are you saying maybe he committed suicide as part of the ritual?
No, I'm not saying anything as far as suicide or even necessarily murder. What I'm saying is that if you believe in these forces that oftentimes are being invoked through rituals, then perhaps they are induced events. Maybe these are induced sacrifices. But...
Well, sure. What do you think about Randy Quaid then? Because we know that there are some big lawyers and folks out there that have been connected to getting rid of people so they can take their money. I mean, undoubtedly that happens. But I mean, what do you think about these supposed Hollywood mafia and the hit squads?
Sure, and I think we've seen certain indications that's a real thing, and that's been talked about. You know, we tried to get Randy in our film, actually the same one that we wanted to get Roddy Piper in, and Randy couldn't get into the country because of what's happened ever since he came out speaking on this topic, and he's been basically run out of the country. So I do think that there is a real component to that, but ultimately, again, I think there's tiers. Remember, there's the higher level of power, and then there's the ones who are awake, who are like the Chris Carters and like my father and others, who basically just say, look, we're going to speak our truth. And there could be a rallying cry because we see the disintegration of media's control through the studio system. We see now more online programming, right? We can release films online. We can have shows like yours that are uncensored. So that's how the system will break down its power. So you'll see a bifurcation, basically, between the higher-ups, the ones who are trying to create rituals to continue their power.
That's right. Make no mistake, from Bohemian Grove to Skull and Bones to the Super Bowl, they are conducting high-level mystery school rituals, believing that entities are giving them power. Whether that's real or not, the elite believe that they are in contact with interdimensional beings giving them power on Earth.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we go into that in this new movie when we talk about Paranormal Activity Security Squad. You'll get a taste of that realm in which the elites are dealing with, although we do it with a lot of a sense of humor.
Sure, that's a good way to get it to folks, is comedy. And there's also some lovely ladies in there, so it's always fun to have them in a film. But I mean, I want to talk about the film, but getting serious, you told me, you know, off record, some pretty interesting stuff about the Illuminati and things. I personally had some establishment run-ins with that type of stuff going on. But for those that don't know, there's obviously more than one Illuminati, and there are a lot of different cults and things, but a lot of high-level stuff. Are you ever going to tell folks about any of that?
I think, you know, to be honest, it's such an experiential sort of perspective, in a sense. It's too empirical to necessarily try to convince people. I mean, we've talked on your show about certain things that I've heard about and experiences I've had of, you know, phone calls from 666 numbers and things that sound demonic that say they want my soul. Maybe other artists have experienced that.
Well, sure, that's folks messing with you, but you told me about more than that over in old, jolly old England. Okay, I'm just joking. Let's just move on. Oh, okay, Sean Stone here with us today, and we have limited time. We'll have him back for a full hour in the near future. We appreciate his time. Getting into your, let's get into the symbolism first. You want to talk about that, but then you wanted to talk about nuclear fusion, how they're trying to suppress truly free energy, CERN, where all this is going. Obviously, we're leading towards some type of energy moment where we do reach this energy singularity? I mean, what would you call it?
Singularity could be a good way to describe it. Singularity basically is a point, right, when everything transforms, your entire perspective shifts, your whole understanding. If we achieve this sort of the free energy technologies that have been talked about by various people from Kesha in Europe to Nassim Harriman and others, and those are the more public ones. I've heard guys from behind the scenes who are working, for example, out in Montauk at that old lab out there, who've described, you know, various energy that could actually create even time travel. I think if we actually achieve this kind of energy, it's going to transform our entire consciousness of reality, Alex, because remember, we are physically energetic beings. We are not really matter, right? That the level of atoms moving in motion, we're mostly energy. We're our actual.
We're a blueprint that organizes matter into an energy matrix.
Exactly. So the more that we can, I think the energy revolution is important because it'll help transform how we even perceive our physical environment. Imagine that nuclear fusion is accomplished, and that we could actually then work on what's called the plasma torch, which is still being devised. But it would be, you could basically close the material system, so you could recycle everything on the planet. You could basically take all
our good old friend Skype coming in and out.
Amazing.
Go back and repeat what you said in the last 10 seconds about the plasma torch.
Well, the nuclear fusion concept of closing, using plasma to close the material cycle so that you could recycle all material on the planet, all waste products across the globe. No more shipping off your garbage to China or selling off scrap paper or whatnot. You could actually break it down to its basic elements and reutilize it. And
well, we know a lot of technologies have been developed and are listed as disruptive by the establishment and the cartels, the big oil companies and banks, and they've actually been shelving it for a long time, a la Raiders of the Lost Ark, the allegory of the huge warehouse with, you know, just full of all the things they're hiding. I mean, do you think the establishments can ever let us get to that level? Because they are clearly suppressing things.
Yes, there is a suppression. And I think even sometimes people talk about UFO sightings, and there are very real people, you know, colonels and lieutenants and people from the Air Force and pilots who will tell you about UFOs they've seen. And a lot of that, I believe, is frankly military tech, like high-end military tech that could have been evolved.
What do you think about top moonwalkers, top astronauts saying that there were spaceships out there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, again, whether or not that's an extraterrestrial component, which frankly we could go into all day.
I was told by Raymond Teague, and he had national security letters on his wall. He had presidential commendation with his name on it, you know, from Ronald Reagan and stuff, for being he was a frontline, you know, guy running cameras on the moon, Skylab. He came over a couple times where he thought he was going to die, and then he just was like programmed. He's a great guy. He couldn't tell me when I met with him here at the office of a hotel. I knew him for like 18 years. He's good friends with my dad, and he would get to the point and just couldn't tell me, even though he knew he was about to die. His heart was going out. He died about a month after I met with him last, a few years ago, and he said, look, we went to the moon. We have there's other technologies. There's another NASA, and that's what the astronauts saw, but he couldn't even get it all out. And just he'd be ready to tell me, and then he wouldn't tell me, almost like he'd been programmed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, I mean, these are the kind of things that we discuss on bus all the time, because we're trying to explain to people, look, there's more to this world than you can imagine. And so why not allow your curiosity to take hold and listen to these people's stories?
Why do you think he'd say he was coming to tell me? Because I'd go out to dinner with him, I was friends with him. He didn't have to tell me, I'm going to tell you everything. He would get here, and then he just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, there could be a mind control component. Look, if you think Stanley Kubrick in any capacity was involved in shooting the moon landings, and this is not to say that we didn't go to the moon, but I would doubt the government would let you see the actual moon landing, so I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what he told me. That's what he basically said, is they didn't want to show the public really what we had.
Exactly. So if you take Kubrick and you look at his body of work, what it's all about, it talks about mind control programming, like Clockwork Orange, right? How do you control the minds of people in your society? 2001, obviously, the space evolution of space of our space program and artificial intelligence, which we're now seeing coming up in this century, as you said, 2001, right, 21st century. And then, so many programming components.
Do you know Vivian Kubrick?
I don't know her. Have you interviewed her yet?
Several times. If she doesn't talk to anybody, I don't want to get into it. It's like a science fiction movie. We interviewed her in person in Dallas and on the air here. And then I'm not even going to get into it. The point was, talk about, because she was like his protege. She was his favorite. She was like, you know, doing a lot of the movies and the soundtracks and stuff. And man, I tell you, the stuff I learned about Stanley Kubrick, I'm not allowed to tell anybody, but it's mind blowing. I mean, you notice he's also in The Shining's all about being psychic. And, you know, the Kubrick and the stuff she was telling me, I already had known because I'd read a few books about him. I'm, you know, obviously really into him, especially decades ago. I don't want to waste our time here together, but sometime I'm not going to tell you the stuff, obviously it was in comments, but just the generality of it, that the CIA and the FBI kept visiting him saying, how do you know this? How do you know this? And he didn't really have contacts. Kubrick just knew. I'm not going to say any more.
Well, I mean, that's also what you could say is the Illuminati level of consciousness, which is what we say. It's not Illuminati is not all bad. People say Illuminati like it's all evil. No, there's different.
No, it's like they're psychically communicating with each other.
Yeah, there's levels of knowledge and awareness. And that's, you know, I think that's really what we're talking about here, is where does that information come from? Even the artist has to tap into something higher, which is the realm of the imagination, or it could be astral. But you have to tap into something in order to create in the physical realm.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just tell them? Go ahead and tell everybody. Come on, just tell them. Why do we have to sit here? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, so again, I mean, so energy is the key. I mean, that's kind of what we're trying to drive at. I do believe.
It's torturing me with a Skype. You do believe, and your Skype cut out. Go ahead.
Yeah, they have technologies that might. Oh, sorry. I think the government has levels of technology, even involving jump rooms, teleportation, even involving time travel, as have been alleged on conspiracy theory. But people like this who've come out and talked to me privately on these topics. So that's all energetics. That means that what we live in is a matrix of energy. And the more that we as human beings become aware of it and able to hone that energy and basically manifest from within our vision and being honest and true to ourselves, we won't need government permission and approval in the future.
And so they're trying to suppress human development and consciousness because it's going to end their control.
Yeah, I think that's one way.
But it's also pretty scary when the public starts to learn their true potential. It is scary, especially since the elite have dumbed everybody down. What if some of these dumbed down people start figuring stuff out?
dumbed down at a certain level, but then again, you could talk about the unconscious mind and how do you say, we all have this tremendous potential in us. And, you know, even look at the elite utilizing religion and fundamentalism and these insane belief systems. And that's what we're seeing playing out in the Clash of Civilizations from out.
They want the most dumbed down religious programming they can, like radical Islam and stuff, to overwrite the Middle East, most radical dumbed down Christianity to dominate. I mean, mm-hmm. They are truly trying to sabotage the consciousness.
Correct. And at the same time, you could say that it's also going to promote and spark the good people to retaliate against that, to the real Muslims, the real Christians, the real Jews, the real...
I agree. That retaliation is already happening. Where do you see... Do you believe we've entered the epic battle, or is this just the first shockwaves of it?
I think we're in it. I think this is it. I think it's getting heavy, and you can feel it energetically. It's getting heavy. They're trying to push this world war, and I think that the good are standing up, and the conscious ones are stopping it, because we could have been in world war by now, frankly, over Syria.
Let's talk about that. I mean, you've been all over the world. You've done a lot of research into it. The West is moving. U.S. forces, and they're actually battling Russians now for over a year in Ukraine. It's just wild aggression. The elites really are, and I hate to say America's the bad actor because it's more complex than that, but these evil forces really are trying to start a large war.
It's old. I mean, look, we've talked about this before, the New World Order agenda going back to the start of the 20th century. It's the British Empire basically saying, look, the British Empire is coming to its end. How do we keep it going? We're going to incorporate America into the British Empire. And I think my dad's Untold History series also helped explain that the British Empire strategy was to bring America into its fold, basically vis-a-vis the Russians, who really should not be our enemies. The Russians are very similar to America. They have this huge landmass. They're industrious people. They have an ancient civilization. They're not trying to conquer the planet. They don't need the planet. They have all the resources they need internally. But they want the stability of their
country. Well, let's be clear. Exactly. They sold the intelligentsia in the 30s and 40s. Let's merge with Russia and have world peace, because the globalists had taken it over and put in communism. We were going to be merging with their own creation. But now Russia has shaken free of that to a great extent and has really become a wild card yet again from a European globalist-based takeover like Napoleon and Hitler. So again, Russia again holds out as the wild card, as the deus ex. You agree with that statement?
Yes, absolutely. I think Russia, China, the whole BRICS nation, the BRICS banking concept is important, because ideally they're talking about development, right? Promoting development and industry. And that's what we've shut down in our country. That's one thing that really people aren't talking about, is we've been deindustrialized, literally, intentionally. They have shut down our industries. They've destroyed our working class. They're working on destroying our middle class. I don't know how to say that word, but really we're on that path right now. And it's a very dark path for America. So as opposed to focusing on bringing up and raising up our American economy internally and our own people and our own market, why are we focused on what McDonald's wants and what the oil companies want and this entire global corporate agenda that has nothing to do with the actual American wage employee? It doesn't help our wages. It only helps the overall banking system. They can offer us more debt and more, and that's supposed to replace our wages. It can't work.
Wow, we've only got 2 minutes left. I'm going to be on your show today. Appreciate you having me on with that. Again, Sean Stone's our guest. Paranormal Activity Security Squad. I want to play a clip from this if we have that ready, and then have you describe the new piece that you're doing. This, I guess, satire. Here it is.
Yeah.
I found you. The time is near. Mason. You're feeling a strange, unexplained, supernatural, super sexual.
All right, so this is an excuse for you to act like Lynn Danzig.
Demon.
I don't know. I thought the angels
lost.
Angels get lost. Kabuki.
Magic is the only way.
All right, now tell us what this is. This is really good. All right, Karina Barra, go ahead.
Paranormal Activity Security Squad is a film we'll be releasing online. We talked about the destruction of this overall studio complex by releasing movies online through, you know, through self-distribution and our own platforms, right, and creating clips and whatnot to make things viral and accessing the market. But this film itself will get you into the dimension.
It's exciting. I want to have you back on Paranormal Activity Security Squad. Thank you so much. We got Kathleen Willie coming on with the GCN Radio Clinton Network. Rape Train. Stay with us. Thank you, Sean. I'll be on your show today, brother.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here broadcasting live worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, InfoWars Nightly News, 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then, of course, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, the live Sunday radio slash TV broadcast as well, hosted out of the Situation Room. Coming up, after our guest leaves us, world economy seems trapped in death spiral, CNBC. Chicago Stock Exchange says it's being sold to Chinese-led group, and more. This is the amazing type stuff. Bernie Sanders tells the third world populations they can't have vacations, cars, or air conditioning because he's so liberal and socialist like Bernie Sanders. But Obama has spent $74 million on taxpayers' money on holidays alone. But that's okay, because they're the ruling elite. Now, coming up in a moment, one of the victims of the Clinton abuse train. Kathleen Willey joins us, who never wanted to speak out. She's a very valiant lady, but got subpoenaed, got drug into it, and the Clintons attacked her. And now it's becoming a big issue. I mean, is Clinton coming towards his Bill Cosby critical mass moment? And I've seen Kathleen and others who have done a lot of interviews but make the comment that, you know, how dare they have Clinton out there on the trail? And why would women in America go for Hillary just because she's a woman? I mean, does she really stand up for women? How about for the Constitution? I don't care what you are, man or woman, as long as you're a constitutionalist. But she joins us. I'm not going to go over her whole bio, but the Clintons just won't go away, so it's like a blast from the past. We had her on several times back in the 90s, and then I think once since then when the Clintons reemerged, and we know she's sick of this like everybody else is, but the Clintons just keep coming back. Ascandaladay.com. Kathleen Willey was a White House volunteer aide who was forced to go on 60 Minutes and sexually assaulted her in 93. And that, of course, started coming out after she got subpoenaed and brought in and the rest of it. She's had a lot of courage. Some of the other women, famous women, have said they're afraid they're going to be killed, that they're not going to commit suicide. And, of course, they've tried to financially go after and destroy her. That's why it's important to get the story out and also try to support Kathleen Willey. Her book is available on Amazon, you name it, on her website, Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton, Kathleen Willey. So, Kathleen, thank you for joining us. And we see some of the tabloid covers talking about Hillary for prison. And we see, you know, Congress, you know, wondering why she hasn't been indicted yet. But, I mean, they run the Justice Department. Overall, before we get into your story for folks, what is this like? I mean, it's traumatizing for me. And I'm not just saying that to be a drama queen. I'm sick of the Clintons. I've been on air 21 years. I've been covering them since the day I, you know, got into TV and radio, and I know how bad they are, and it's just sick to see some of the dumbed-down constituents in this weird relationship with them that isn't even there. It's like watching cult followers, you know, drink the Jim Jones cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. It's very, very sad to watch. I mean, what's it like for you to actually been assaulted by this guy?
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you. What is it like for me? I think, I pretty much put it behind me as best I can. Things, you know, will certainly quieted down there for a long time. But when she started talking about running for president, I just thought to myself, I'm like you, when are these people going to just leave? It's just, they never give up. They are always in our faces. I mean, we can't get rid of them. And that's what, I had one of those 3 a.m. aha moments. I did a short interview right before she announced. And I said, it's going to be nothing but a scandal a day. And I thought, like I said, a 3 a.m. moment, I said, yeah, that sounds like a good website name. And I remember telling the administrator, the guy who helped me, I said, you know, there'll be some days when there's not a lot of news, and I'll dig some stuff up. Well, you know what? They made it real easy for me because a lot of days there've been 3 and 4 scandals that have come up. But I think the thing that really, really, really set me off more than anything was that commercial of hers saying that, you know, if you've been raped or sexually assaulted, you have the right to be believed and you have the right to be listened to, and I am here or we are here. And I just thought to myself, I can't believe what I'm watching. I really did. I had to rewind that commercial 5 times to make sure that I wasn't dreaming. And I just thought, of all the people in this world to come out and say something like that, the woman has no moral core, period. None. She will do anything, say anything, whatever it takes to get what she wants.
Now, looking at this, we have one of the Clintons' victims here with us, one of the more prominent ones who got sucked into all of this, Kathleen Willey, the book Target. When we look at these people, you know, there you are working on the White House. You're not against the Democrats. You don't have an axe to grind. Most of these other women didn't either. He settled some of these cases. And then they turn around and these so-called liberal women don't back you up because it's really just about a power structure. It's not about empowering women. They're trying to draft women out of the military, and that's the Democrats. I guess they want to own women, but looking at how they operate, I think it was Roger Stone, one of Trump's advisors, that made the point that Bill Clinton rapes them physically and then Hillary rapes them psychologically. Being in the White House, what they say she was co-president. Now they say maybe she did more than he did. This will be her third and fourth term. She'll outdo Roosevelt if she gets in. Who really ran things? What was it like? Who are these people? Who's worse, Bill or Hillary?
Well, that's a hard one. I mean, he's a pervert and a predator and a rapist, and she's the enabler. So that's hard for me to say. I mean, you can give the devil his due. I mean, he is charming, and he does have a lot of charisma. You know, people, you know, are drawn to him. But she's totally unlikable. Totally and completely unlikable. And I've seen her rants and her raves and her appearance. I mean, I didn't see her a lot. Actually, I never saw a lot of them while I worked in the White House. It's really funny. My first position there was in the East Wing in the social office, and that is where all the former First Lady's offices were. And, you know, she, as co-president, demanded that she be have an office in the West Wing, which is what she got. So our job in the a social office was, I mean, all the things social, receptions, the Christmas at the White House, state dinners, you name it, Christmas parties every night of the month of December.
So you're a charming, you know, person. You're into hospitality. You're in there because you do have a great record. You're working at the White House. You're not looking for trouble. By the way, I should add, since the last time you were on with us, I know you were Megyn Kelly and pointed out you've had a neck injury, and so I just appreciate you even being able to come on. And also know your speech is great, but I know it affects a little bit of folks who are wondering why you sound a little bit different than the last time you were on.
I do?
Just a little bit, but I mean, it's your phone's a little bit breaking up too, but maybe you just back off of it a tiny bit. But what I'm saying is we appreciate you, despite the fact that you have a neck injury, coming on the show.
Oh, I'm much better now.
Okay, good, good. Oh, now your phone just got a lot clearer. Good. Your phone got a lot clearer. Well,
I'm fine now.
Fantastic. So let's go back then. To the White House as you were continuing, please.
I guess, yeah, we never really saw them a lot. I would see her more because when I moved from the East Wing and got a part-time job in the West Wing, her office was right next to mine. So the elevator opened right at the door to the counselor's office where I was. So I would see her every day she came in. And, you know, some days you could hear her screaming and, you know, throwing her tantrum. But I never really had a whole lot of contact with her. But the same thing happened to me that happened to Juanita when she realized, when she tells the story after she was raped by Bill Clinton, that a couple weeks later that Hillary sought her out and grabbed her hand and thanked her and, you know, for all you're doing. And, you know, a woman just knows these things. And that's when she said, she knows all about what he did to me. And she was very frightened because she felt intimidated by what the woman was saying and the look on her face. Well, I was never really, I mean, I was in her presence during campaigning at a number of fundraisers. But he was more a friend of my late husband and mine than she was. But the really first formal introduction I had with her was very weird. It was after the job that I had. I had gone and asked for a part-time job. And, you know, if you remember, that was the same day that my husband took his own life. But I did get a part-time job in the counsel's office. But a couple of years later, I was invited to be a part of two delegations, the two world summits, which I thought was kind of odd. But I realize now it was just something. It was one of those things to make sure that I stay quiet about what had happened in the Oval Office. So that's when I met her in Copenhagen, and she was, that was right after they were elected, and they were very popular and rock stars, and the huge big concert hall, you know, auditorium, it was huge, standing room only for her speech. And the people that actually were in the delegation, there are about 40 of them, and they're the ones who do all the heavy lifting. I mean, they work till the wee hours of the morning, sorting out all the language.
Sure, and so what happened?
Years, you know, and they work really hard. And so they asked me if I could try to set up a meeting with her so they could meet her. And so I went to her staff, and I asked them, and they said she was busy, and I kind of got irritated. And I said, well, get unbusy, okay? Because these women, these men and women have really worked hard. I've seen them. I've worked with them.
Sure. So what happened with Hillary?
And so finally she agreed. She came in. She, you know, shook everybody's hand and just made nice with people. You could tell she really wasn't interested in engaging with anybody. But I was the last person in the whole line. And I introduced myself as formerly a member of her social office, and she shook my hand, and, you know, and she kept hold of my hand. And I just could tell by the look in her eyes that she knew. I mean, I just thought that's the first thing I thought.
I understand. She made a big, intense deal. I mean, his attack on women is well known, the raping, the settling cases, how he bites them on the face, what he does. I mean, you got out light compared to a lot of the women that were still, I know, terrible and traumatic, especially how they persecuted you later. But is it that he's a sex addict, or is he psycho? Does he like to abuse women? I mean, what is it?
I think that he's a perverted psychopath. That's what I think he is. Listen, I know Juanita, and I sat down when I first met her, and she told me that whole story, face to face. And by the time she was done, we were both sobbing. And, I mean, she was as traumatized in telling me that whole story that many years later as the day it happened. And he brutally raped that woman, okay? I can't say it any clearer than that. And she's not the only one. And one of the reasons that I set up my website and my Facebook page, which is A Scandal a Day, was two things. To educate the younger voters who were not even born or were too young when all of this happened in the White House with Monica and everybody else. And my second mission was to give anybody who had been sexually abused or raped by Bill Clinton a safe haven to tell their story.
Well, you've done a great job. Do we have any idea how many women he's raped or attacked or abused?
More than Bill Cosby. Many more than Bill Cosby.
Now, of course, this is a manifestation of his mental illness or his psychopathic, sadistic behavior, but imagine whatever weirdnesses he's into as well. Because, I mean, it's so alien to me to force sex on a woman. I mean, that's as alien as, you know, I was born on Mars.
It just goes to show you the caliber of these people. I mean, look at what he travels around on a private plane called the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein, who is a convicted pedophile, a felon.
That's right.
And they go to Orgy Island, his private island, and he brings in young girls to entertain them. And when I say young girls, I'm saying underage girls he brings in. There's a couple names for that. One is human trafficking, and the other is pedophilia. Now, I don't know. Did you see George Bush still doing that? I couldn't.
Certainly not flying around airplanes with people convicted of it. Now, expanding on that, and that's all come out in the news. Is that why the Clintons can't be brought down? Is because they know where the skeletons are buried and have had other politicians out there?
I think they're going to be brought down. I have utmost faith in James Comey. I have followed his career. He worked here in Richmond with the federal government.
So you think the new FBI director is willing to take on the Clinton pedophile program?
Yeah. He is. I was just very interested. He caught my interest. We had a real bad problem in Richmond with drugs and murders, and he was a tough nut, and he's very imposing, but he's 6'8", and he's got a wonderful reputation.
I know this, Kathleen. There's got to be some point. I know our government's corrupt. Where enough is enough. I mean.
Right.
I mean, does Bill have to rape a 15-year-old girl on the White House steps before anybody does it? Or maybe they'll say she's being sexist against the Democrats if we don't, like, accept it. I mean, maybe they'll say pass a law to make it legal for him to. I just don't get why the feminist movement.
You're right. We need to get rid of these people. And
Kathleen Willey, we got to go to break. We'll do 5 more minutes with the other side. This is really important information, obviously, folks.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We are back live, a few minutes left, with one of the main Clinton victims who then helped organize women to fight back once the Clintons tried to come after her and others. Kathleen Willey, the book's Target. We're going to talk to her here in a moment. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we have amazing pro-Second Amendment T-shirts for men and women. We have shirts tailored for women that are designer quality with gold foil Molon Labe, an amazing gift for your wife or girlfriend. That's one of my favorite shirts. This looks fantastic. We have a bunch of Molon Labe shirts for men. We also have the new shirt, which is limited edition. We the People Will Never Surrender. And it's got an M4 on the front, Infowars.com on the right shoulder. And on the back, it says, come and take it, Texas style. But just to come and take it and a little star, a la the Texas Revolution. Free orders on $50 or more. And we've introduced the new Vitality, Stamina, Libido, you name it. What herbs do, in my opinion, is so much better than, quote, medicine. I tell you, in my experience, it's incredible. The stamina, the energy, the weight loss, just Anthroplex, Supermel Vitality. Introductory offer, and by the way, a new product, because we never know what people are going to like. I just produce whatever I think is the best. Everything's a hit, but some things are a super hit. Stuff usually sells out in 3-4 weeks. Some products come out and sell out in a week. DNA Force came back in, sold out in 3 days. I thought it would be a week. More's coming in. It's going to sell out by the middle of next week at current sales rates. So try a bottle of DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com, and know that you're funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. InfoWarsLife.com is the subpage of the shopping cart with all the high-quality nutraceuticals. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Anthroplex is available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead now and go back to Kathleen Willey. Seeing them back, seeing them return. I'd even forgot about Clinton and all these Democrats flying around on that jet with their top donor to that pedophile island. I mean, you can't make that's been on CNN and Fox News. Why do you think she hasn't gotten in trouble yet? Is it the blackmail? And Clinton looks like he's on death's doorstep. He looks like a reanimated.
He does. He looks like he's got one foot in the grave. You know, and you know what? I this is very unkind of me. But I don't have 1 ounce of pity or sorrow for either one of them. I just really don't. They have done so many bad things and hurt so many innocent people. I just think, you know, karma's a good thing. And I think it's catching up with them. And not just, I mean, everybody's talking about, you know, if Comey, I think Comey is doing a good job. Everybody's saying, well, what's taking so long and they ought to be in jail. And I just have this kind of, you know, on my website. It's just to remind people, this man has a lot on his plate. And he also, he is well-respected, highly regarded. He's patriotic, honest to a fault. And, you know, I saw him a couple of weeks ago before a Senate subcommittee, and he sat down, and all 6 foot 8 of them standing there were taking the oath, you know, before he sat down, and he looked at the committee. He said, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing I want to say is this. I don't give a rip about politics. My agents don't give a rip about politics, but we do give a rip about the truth. And the truth is what you'll get. And I believe that. I believe everything he says. I think he plays his cards
close. A lot of folks say that, and we'll see if it really happens. He does have a good record compared to some of these other directors. You know, the last director, you know, now over there, or the one before that, running around covering stuff up at Penn State, which is right up Clinton's alley, obviously. But it sounds like a little sweet on the new FBI director, and I hope he'll stand up as a knight in shining armor for the women of this country. But I know you're doing it, Kathleen Willey. So thank you so much for what you've been up to. God bless you. Oh, I forgot to ask you one question. Stay there for 60 seconds. I want to ask you about Trump. I want to ask you if you like how he's been exposing it and nobody else has.
Visit GCNLive.com today.